The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning and welcome to the meditation session, a period of time to sit in the middle of our lives, just to be here. And of course, I think the reason that's significant to say is a lot to do with how the mind, the thinking mind, the thoughts, wander us away, so that there's not a clear, kind of conscious, clear way of being established in the middle of our lives, as if we're really going to feel and sense, experience our life from the center outwards, really here in the present moment. And so I see there's still messages about the buzz and the sound. And as I said, I received instructions of what to do, maybe to do it. And I simply haven't had the time yet. But today I'll try to do it. So we're sitting here, middle of what's happening, including a buzz. And one of the things to keep in mind is that most of us have particular dispositions or preferences or biases that are somewhat unconscious about where attention goes, what we experience in the present moment. And not a few people, that preference or bias or inclination is a negativity bias, is to pick up the things that are negative, the things that are uncomfortable or are frightening or things we're anxious about. Maybe pick up the what's uncomfortable. And so one of the art of meditation is to not succumb to this negativity bias, not to give priorities to particular ways of thinking, particular ways of being oriented to our experience. And what's significant about this is that it's an activity of the mind. The mind is not an innocent organ of perception that just passively takes in everything just in a completely unbiased way. And so it gets engaged, interested in certain things, like the negativity bias. And so to learn to sit quietly with stillness, with our breathing, is a radical thing to do, because it begins to lessen that activity of selectivity, especially if there's... But because there's negativity bias, a strong orientation in that direction, sometimes we can come into balance by focusing a little bit more on what is pleasant, what's enjoyable. And in fact, the Buddha encouraged this. He encouraged us to begin noticing, as we meditate, the pleasures that might arise because of the meditation. It's not the pleasures because we can think and fantasize about wonderful, pleasant things, but rather, sitting in the middle of our experience, there can be some pleasure, comfort, sense of ease, sense of goodness, sense of joy that might come. And to include that as part of the meditation is a way of giving the mind a way to really orient towards that balance, to really being here in a fuller kind of way, something that's wholesome and useful. So in this meditation, I'll direct your attention a little bit to what is pleasant as we move through the practice. So to assume, enter into a meditation posture. And take your time to do so. So maybe you enjoy a little bit swaying back and forth. Maybe you want to twist your body a little bit. And just kind of enjoy the subtle, small movements of your body, settling in with your posture, seeing if you can find a way for your body to be where there's a kind of an aliveness or embodied awareness in your body. For some people, it's to sit and to meditate in such a way that the chest is a little bit open, exposed. For some people, it's to have the back of the neck be a little bit straighter. And then to gently close your eyes. And with an eye out for the pleasure of it, in a way that maybe brings a little sense of pleasure, satisfaction, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe enjoying the longer, deeper inhale. Finding a way to enjoy it by maybe relaxing the muscles of the belly and the chest as you inhale. So the inhale is less constricted and more open. And exhaling in a way that's also a little bit enjoyable. Maybe the way you would exhale if you happily were feeling ah as you exhale. Maybe enjoying the long exhale, the smoothness, the flow of it. The release that comes with exhaling. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And to spend a few moments to relax your body. But to do so not as a duty, and not as a project, but as another way of enjoying, feeling the pleasure, maybe a very slight pleasure, of relaxing. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders, maybe as you exhale. Relaxing the belly. Maybe relaxing the chest as well as you exhale. Releasing the chest. And maybe as you inhale, near the top of the inhale, maybe you can continue to release the chest, the rib cage, so that the inhale is a little bit fuller. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And spend a few moments looking through your body breathing to feel where is the most enjoyable or pleasant place to experience breathing. It doesn't have to be very pleasant or enjoyable, just the most. Or the most satisfying place to experience breathing. And to see as your breathing inhales and exhales, which is most enjoyable for you? Some part of the inhale or some part of the exhale? Which has the most pleasure or satisfaction? And to feel the pleasantness or the pleasure, goodness of breathing. And to really feel it, sense it in your body, the location where it's occurring. Breathing with that location, through it. Perhaps in both the inhales and exhales, can you relax outwards in the middle of that pleasure? Letting the pleasure soften and open and expand. It doesn't have to be dramatic, just a little bit on the edges of it. As you're breathing in and out, feeling your global body, the whole body, the whatever way that shows itself easily. And as you're breathing with the body, let the whole body relax a little bit more. Soften. Letting it feel the pleasure of relaxing. Ever so gently, slightly, maybe you can make a half smile. Just lift up the corners of your lips just a little bit. Just enough that maybe you feel a little pleasure or delight, lightening around the mouth or anywhere in the body. And maybe the mind lights up a little bit. In a way that puts it more in the present moment. And if there is any sense of delight or joy, pleasure that comes from the half smile, as you exhale, let go of your thinking. Relax the thinking mind. Relax into this pleasure. And then softening and relaxing and not trying so much, letting yourself be at the middle of your experience, middle of breathing. But if there's any pleasure that's part of it, allow yourself to include that pleasure in your awareness. Maybe in a way as if you're breathing with the pleasure, through the pleasure. That the pleasure is a little tether that keeps you connected to the breathing. A little encouragement. Stay here. Letting the mind, thinking mind, become quieter. So you can better feel the goodness or satisfaction of simply being in the middle here, middle of your experience, breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Taking in the full inhale and the full exhale. Allowing yourself to feel whatever goodness or pleasure that's with that present moment experience of breathing. Pleasure and goodness that supports further relaxation, further being at ease here and now. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to feel into, to recognize any goodness, any value, benefit that has come from this sitting. Could be that there's more self-understanding. Maybe you're a little calmer, more settled. Maybe your mood has lightened a bit. Or you feel more grounded. Or maybe you had to cultivate, develop your patience. In whatever ways that you've benefited, you might give some thought to how that personal benefit can be translated into benefiting the lives of others. How can your calm lessen the anxiety of others? How can your enjoyment and happiness lighten the suffering of others? How can your contentment lessen the discontent of others? And may it be that any ways that each of us benefits from this practice, that we don't just keep that benefit for ourselves, that we develop this benefit, we cultivate these benefits, so that we can better the lives of others as well, so that we can live for the welfare and the happiness of others. May it be that this meditation practice spreads from us with the aspiration and the winds of our wish that all beings be happy, that all beings be safe, that all beings be free, that all beings be at peace.